Good morning, everyone. This is Derek Simmons. We have Brian Hansen here on In Focus. He is the coordinator for the Kansas Radon Program at Kansas State University's Engineering Extension Program. Thanks for coming on.
Good morning.
So we are here to talk about January being National Radon Action Month. I think that's just to bring more attention to radon exposure, particularly in people's homes. To start out with, what is radon?
Radon is a naturally occurring radioactive soil gas, which occurs everywhere throughout the world due to the ongoing radioactive decay of uranium, which is present in at least small concentrations in all soils. Being a gas, it can migrate from the soil into the indoor environment, where it undergoes its radioactive decay in the air that we're breathing. The long-term increased radiological dosage associated with that radon exposure then in the house over time increases lifetime risk of developing lung cancer. It is overall the second leading cause of lung cancer death in the United States behind tobacco smoking. It is the leading cause of lung cancer death in the United States for non-smokers.
Okay, that's really good to know. How can people be exposed to radon in their homes?
So all homes, when they are closed, like they are when you're running your furnace or your air conditioner, will have a higher indoor radon concentration than the outdoor air. So if you live in a closed box, unfortunately, you're going to get radon exposure. EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency, recommends actively reducing indoor radon values when they are confirmed at or above 4 picocuries of radon per liter of indoor air. We have to test the air to find out what that indoor concentration is. Here in Kansas, the majority of the K-State Research and Extension offices in the county do have do-it-yourself radon test kits available for generally in the $10 range or less. So we definitely recommend that everybody in the state test their own home and, if necessary, take remedial actions to reduce the indoor radon values.
Can you talk a little bit about how those test kits work?
Sure. The test kits are just little trays filled with activated charcoal. You expose them for in the air in the home for between 2 to 4 days per the instructions from the laboratory. You then send the device back to the laboratory of origin. The kits from the extension offices go back to a lab outside of Dallas, Texas. After the lab analyzes the devices, they then send you the test results, and if you have questions about interpreting those results, you can always contact us here at the Kansas Radon Program.
Now, I believe I saw something about short-term and long-term test kits.
There are two types of radon tests available. They are dependent on, or they're defined by their duration of exposure. Most short-term tests have 2 to 7 day exposures. Again, the kits from the extension office here in the state are 2 to 4 day exposure times. The long-term devices have a minimum 3 month exposure period. So they're telling us slightly different things. The short-term tests, if you follow the proper, the instructions properly, provide us with a winter estimate for the radon in the home. The long-term 3-plus-month tests are more reflective of the actual annual average for the radon in the house.
Should people get their homes tested, like every 6 months, like once a year?
Depends on the situation. Anytime you're purchasing a house, you should always include a professional radon test as part of your home inspection. Whether the house has been tested in the past or not, whether there's an active radon reduction system in the house or not, if there's a passive radon system in the house, you should always include a professional test at point of sale. In terms of homeowners, if a house initially tests low, we would recommend retesting every 5 years or after a major remodel of the house. If a house tests high for radon and we end up putting in a radon reduction system into that home, then the homeowner should retest every 2 years to make sure that the reduction system is continuing to do its job.
So outside of those times that people should get their homes regularly tested for radon, are there any signs that they can look for that would indicate that there is radon exposure in their home or a risk of radon exposure in their home?
Unfortunately not. Radon is chemically an inert gas, which means you can't see it, you can't smell it, you can't taste it. So there are no sensory cues to radon in your environment. And radon itself does not cause any direct health effects. Radon is not an allergen. Radon is not an asthmatic. And the challenge with lung cancer is that even lung cancer does not become symptomatic until the developing tumor in the lung starts to occlude a major bronchial pathway. So, unfortunately, outside of testing, there is no way to know what the indoor concentration of radon is.
Well, that's not great to hear. I'm sure that doesn't come as great news to a lot of people, but I guess that's just the way it is. So, say someone tests their home for radon and finds out that there is a potentially dangerous level of radon in their home. What do they do then?
The process we use to reduce radon levels in homes is called active soil depressurization, or ASD. This is a permanently installed mechanical system. It is a 3 to 4 inch PVC pipe that is inserted somewhere through the foundation floor of the house. That pipe is vented somewhere above the roof line of the home, and there's an inline suction fan on that pipe. And that suction fan is there to generate a constant direct vacuum on the soil underneath the house. What we're doing here is we're constantly, therefore, controlling the total amount of radon that is under the foundation that can then migrate into the home for exposure purposes.
Now, are there any characteristics of this part of Kansas that bring specific risks of radon exposure to homes?
Throughout the state, we have, you know, relatively sandy soils, which, you know, when they're dry, allow for very easy movement of the radon that is generated in the soils, as well as we build, you know, given our climate, we do try to build relatively energy-efficient houses, which act to minimize air infiltration into the homes. So there are a few characteristics. You know, the original EPA estimate for Kansas was that 1 in 4 houses would test elevated for high radon. That was low. More current data collected by our program and by the Kansas Department of Health and Environment indicate that it's probably closer to 1 out of every 3 houses in the state will be elevated, and with some counties running much higher than that.
Is there anything homeowners can do to make their homes more resistant to radon exposure?
If you're building a new home, you can build in a passive radon system, which, when properly installed, will generally act to reduce the radon values in that house by approximately 1/3 of what they would have been without the passive system. But that's not a guarantee that the levels will still be below 4. You still have to test a house with a passive system, and if elevated, activate it with a low wattage fan so that we're still putting some active suction on it. Now, there are communities in the state that do require this. Manhattan has required these passive systems be installed in new homes, new single and two-family houses since 2001, Topeka since 2005, Lawrence since 2007, and then more recently here in the mid-2015 or so, Junction City, Salina, Gardner, and Eudora have all now required this by code as well. But again, even with a passive system, you still have to test the house to know what the radon value is, and you may still have to put in an activation fan.
Are there different standards for businesses or just buildings that are different from homes?
Mm-hmm. We focus on the residents because that is where we expect the primary point of exposure to be. If you think a moment about how a home is operated in terms of its heating and cooling system versus how a commercial building is operated, homes, we build homes to minimize air exchanges, you know fresh air in, you know, intake by the house, in order to maximize the energy efficiency of the home. Compared to a commercial style building, where code requires a certain amount of forced air ventilation to meet the occupancy, the rated occupancy of that building. So that forced air ventilation in commercial structures will reduce the likelihood that a high radon value might be present, but it doesn't eliminate it. And the fact that we are trying to minimize those air exchanges increases then the likelihood that homes might have a high radon value compared to a commercial building. One area where we do definitely recommend commercial building testing is in schools. Schools are unique buildings that tend to have very long lifespans. They tend to undergo multiple renovations throughout their lifespans, and that can create limited situations where certain areas of a school may be elevated. So, you know, we focus on the home, and then we start looking at other areas of exposure, like, you know, of long-term exposure, such as schools, public buildings, things like that.
Do you mind just talking a little bit about what the Kansas Radon Program does?
Sure. The Kansas Radon Program is split in kind of two pieces. Here at Kansas State University in Engineering Extension, we operate the technical assistance for the state, public awareness education, as well as providing professional education to the radon industry and to the real estate industry on radon. The regulatory side of the program is ran at Kansas Department of Health and Environment in the Bureau of Environmental Health. They operate and maintain or manage the certification program for the state for radon professionals.
Are there any sources of information about radon and radon exposure that you would recommend people check out if they're wanting more information about that?
We generally recommend starting with our website, which is www.kansasradonprogram.org. KansasRadonProgram.org. We have a lot of information. We have fact sheets that talk about radon statistics in the state. We have maps of all the counties based on more current data than the EPA has available. And then also our state 800 number. You can anytime call 800-693-5343. And that will also get you to us during the weekdays.
Is there anything else you think homeowners or just people in general should know about radon, radon exposure, things of that sort?
Until you test your house, you do not know what your radon value is. So definitely during Kansas Radon Action Month, as declared by Governor Kelly, and National Radon Action Month, this month in January, this is an excellent winter. It's an excellent time to test. So swing by your county extension office, and you can, in most cases, pick up test kits again for around $10 or less. And then if we find that levels are elevated, you know, definitely talk to us, and we can help, you know, provide you with some advice on remediation and controlling those exposures over time.
All right. Awesome. Well, that was a lot of great information. Thanks for being on In Focus with us, and I hope you have a great rest of your day.
Thank you.